This is the Lunch Bite with Ian Bass.
A very big welcome to Dave Abbott and Mark Schwartz. Thank you for taking the time out of your very busy and hectic schedules. I know how busy you guys are to join me on the Lunch Bite this afternoon. So without me hogging the line, Dave, give us a bit of an introduction. Tell us a little bit more about you.
Firstly, I'm Mark's mate. We've been around for a while. It's about 20 years. We've known 20 years, Mark.
Yeah, it's about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm.
I started off as a fan of yours. That's how it began. I was a groupie.
Which pub was that at?
It was Foxy's, I think.
Oh no, Foxy's.
Wow. Foxy's. Wow, that goes back how many years now? That must be about 20 years or so.
We first, Abbott and Crab, which is where I come from. Abbott and Crab, my band, Abbott and Crab. Hen's probably listening. Abbott and Crab goes, first played at Foxy's in, when was it? 1986.
Wow.
1986 we first played at Foxy's, the original Foxy's in Rivonia Road, and then it moved to Sunning Hill. We were there for something like 10 years. That was a house of ill repute if ever there was one.
Joined by two incredible gentlemen, and I want to give Mark a little bit of a chance here. So not that we're not enjoying listening to you, Dave, but we want to hear a little bit about Mark. So Mark, tell us a little bit about your background. You're not a musician, am I right, by profession?
No, I did play a bit semi-professionally, but no, I am originally a bank treasury person, so I was a trader for around 15 years and then moved into the corporate world and became, you know, got into the mill of being a treasurer of two large multinational companies. But music was never far away, and as a sort of a going up the musical ladder, as it were, I saw Dave and Henry years and years ago, and I thought, I want to be doing something like that. It looked, you know, it's something I really wanted to do. So I aspired to what Dave and Henry were doing, sort of, you know, as things go, and then just went from there.
That's amazing. But Mark, let's be a little bit serious for a couple of minutes, and we'll get into the fun stuff in a sec. But I think you come with a banking background and treasury, and as you mentioned, and I won't name unless you want to name the companies that you were with. But from a treasury perspective, what we're going through in terms of the crisis and this pandemic and everybody about the economy, what is your view? Have you in your career, have you ever seen anything like this?
Similar, but not the same, if that makes sense. Sure. We had the Asian crisis, I believe that was in the 80s. We had dot-com, then 9/11, and then we had the banking crisis in 2008. And I think the thing to remember for everybody out there is that things recovered. Yes, you do get things like what we call market dislocation, which essentially is everything seems to go crazy for a little while. The flight of dollars, unusually low or high interest rates or whatever the case may be. But even during the political times of the 80s in South Africa, where we had, you know, very, very unusual type of situations, I think people should remember that even though this is strange, it always, a new normal always emerges, and we will go back to some form of normality. So there's a question of patience to be had here, and a very deliberate kind of patience, because we will get back to where we were.
So based on that, it's just about having patience in that, and like all things, it's probably a bit of a reset. I'm hearing this new word, reset, that we're all resetting, and we're hoping to dive into it. So before we get into one of your songs, Dave, I want to go back to you, and I don't think it's intentional that we're both wearing similar caps. And I know it's like probably the Andy cap. People call me Andy cap now and again. I don't know if you've ever been called it, but
I guess all the time.
Yeah. But I guess my love for this headgear, for want of a better word, or this headwear, probably came from watching you and, your partner in crime, Henry. But maybe tell us a little bit about Abbott and Crab, because I'm sure many of our listeners would have remembered hearing you, and what was the secret to your gig, and how did you draw the audiences?
Okay. Basically, Abbott and Crab was mostly an accident.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of the, all the comedy was from the mess ups.
Okay.
Anything we rehearsed, we'd get right. It, all the mistakes we kept, all the bits we'd rehearsed and got right, we threw out.
Oh,
because
wow.
Everybody, every time we messed it up, everybody would laugh.
Oh, wow.
I mean, for instance, we came up with this. Henry got a little baby harmonica out of a Christmas cracker, true story. Mm-hmm. And so we thought we'll do a song with that. So we did. And we did it and he spat it out and went all over the floor. So the audience just fell apart at this. So we then did the whole thing with him swallowing it. And then, you know, it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it, it, Abercrab was built on mistakes, if you like.
Oh wow. That's incredible. But I think the message out of that, and that's really what our show is about and what we try and inspire listeners is to look at the positive side of things. And I think in this situation that we're in, this whole COVID and this uncertainty and all of that is just to be bold, is to take a chance, take a risk. And sometimes the, I guess the most obscure idea would be, the best idea. So, you should just take a chance. And as you said, some of the craziest things and some of the mistakes actually made you guys funny and I guess successful at the same time.
I have to admit there was a fair bit of alcohol involved.
Okay, all right. So you must be looking forward to the 1st of June then when the whole alcohol ban lifts. But we'll come back to that. But I want
not
to play
really.
A song that,
yeah. Not really. Haven't actually drunk that much. I've had a bottle of since it started, 1.5 bottles of scotch. Since it started, 2 months. I've
very,
been very,
very impressed. We'll come back and get a little bit insight into what your secret is to kind of nursing that scotch during lockdown. I want to play one of your songs, Dave. This is one of your ones off your album. It's called Assisa. Tell us a little bit more about the song and what it means, and then I'm going to get Craig, my producer, to cue it up for us.
I did my CD. It was about 3-4 years ago. I finally said, look, this is stupid. I've got a studio that I'm sitting in right now. Do something. Write the damn thing. Assisa is A-S-I-S-A, a Soti in South Africa.
Okay. What is a Soti for that? Like, I think.
Do you really want me to Mark, you tell him.
Yes, it is an expression that's used for English people who have got one leg in England, one leg in South Africa, and something dangling in the ocean, and therefore Soti.
Soat.
Yes.
Salt.
Salty. You know, we won't elaborate. This is a family radio station.
Okay, perfect. I think we'll leave it at there. We're doing something really different today. We're trying out a Facebook Live with my guests. We've got Dave Abbott and we've got Mark Schwartz joining us. So if you want to join us on the live stream and check us out and what we're doing, please head over to our Facebook page. Go to Chai FM's page, Facebook page, and you'll see us there. The song you heard there was of Dave's CD, and that's called Assisa. Dave, do they still make CDs these days?
No. Well, I think they do, but they don't really. It's a dying breed.
Yeah. And I think that's the same. Mind you, they're coming back, like LPs or records, as some people would call them. They seem to be coming back.
Big time. Big
cool.
time.
All right, we're going to get back in chatting now, but let me tell you about this. This year, the Shavuot Torah learning we do will be from our homes, but do you have the right learning materials? The Kollel Bookshop has a wide range of books covering vast topics from all ages. Find them at 17 Northfield Avenue, Glen Hazel. The Kollel Bookshop wishes you and yours a Chag Sameach. If you want to weigh in on the conversation and ask any questions for either Dave or Mark, you can telegram us on 061-895-1019 or you can SMS us on 34519. Listener wrote in to say, Dave, did you play at a club across the road from the Doll's House in Louis Boerter Avenue?
Springsteen's. Yes.
Springsteen's. Wow. That brings back memories. So yeah. So
sadly
the Doll's House, which, yeah, sadly, the Dollhouse, which was a landmark for many of us, and I think every listener on the show must have visited the Doll's House at some point in their lifetime, is no longer. But during this time of social distancing, I guess the Dollhouse would have been quite a valuable place or a unique hangout for people to get deliveries or practice social distancing.
I would think so.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. All right, guys, let's go back to the conversation. So I asked you, as I ask most of my listeners, because I always like to look beyond the bio, but you guys, your love, to a large degree is part of your bio. So, the things that you sent were really aligned with what you do. But still, some of the things that Dave, you sent me through is you love music. It drives almost everything you do. You love playing your guitar. But also entertaining generally, and you love your family. Maybe just looking at that from the current situation perspective, if we look at the world we're living in, it's vastly different. And from your perspective, how has lockdown changed your business, and what have you done to adapt? And maybe you can touch a little bit on the online stuff, because that's where I'm going to.
Well, as far as the business is concerned, it's wiped it out. There is nothing, because all the restaurants are closed. So that's where you play. That's how I make my living. The studio that I'm sitting in at the moment, that I can get, well I'm probably going to start, operating again on the 1st of June. Mm-hmm. Which I will do remotely. I've got a room outside the house, which I'm going to, so I'm going to have a, what would you call it? Isolation studio. I don't know.
Some people call it a man cave.
Yeah. Well, the man cave is the actual studio, but outside it's a new room that I'm going to set up as a sound room. Well, I've sort of started already.
Okay.
Go on, Mark.
Yeah, Mark, tell us a little bit from your perspective, because you're a treasury consultant now, so you consult to a lot of the financial institutions. Maybe touch on that for a little bit. Ah, there we go. Now we're starting to see you. You're showing us the light, Mark.
Okay.
For those of you that are streaming, and if you're wondering what I'm talking about, we're streaming live on Facebook. If you want to join the lunch bot, with a little bit of a twist today, we're also streaming on the Chai FM, Facebook page. Mark, tell us a little bit about how your work has changed and been adapted during this lockdown, looking at it from your consultancy perspective.
Just before I do that, just want to reflect on something. Dave spoke about a lot of what they did, what him and Henry do, came by accident, but there's also something that's underpinning that. And I know that him and Henry put in a lot of work. They are both great musicians.
Okay.
So even though that happened, everybody will know that if you want to do comedy that involves music, you've got to be a bloody good musician. And it's not because he sits here, but Dave is a phenomenal musician on four or five different instruments. So there's that. In terms of our business, we were fortunate in that a lot of what we do is very possible on platforms like Microsoft Teams or Zoom or any of those things. And some of the assumptions that we had, for example, we do quite a bit of consulting work in the rest of Africa where Treasury is still very much in its genesis.
Yeah.
And we underestimated that connectivity in Africa is actually not bad at all. What it's told us is that going forward, we may not need to travel as much as we thought, that we're actually are able to do the things that we need to using the new technology that's out there. But it's also required us to be far more attentive to the people we're talking to, because there's so much that you see when you're consulting and talking to people about their business, that you see in their eyes and their faces so that you can try and read them. That's very, very difficult online. So you've just got to be a bit more attentive, but I think you can also be ready. You know, what we've taken out of this, my business partner and I is a real sense of positivity. We've sort of said to people, look, you know, it's actually not that bad. We're still able to do what we do. And it's not discounting the fact that we're in a very serious situation, but also sort of having the attitude of it's possible. It's really possible. We can do this. And as things go, they start saying, oh, yeah, actually it is.
So Mark, that leads quite nicely into one of your comments that you sent through to me, where you said about learning. And you say, yeah, I've learned and I'm learning as much, if not more, from fellow musicians and friends like Dave than anywhere else. Not just music, but much more, and it should never end. this opportunity that you've said, and you alluded to it about Zoom and connecting with your clients throughout Africa, we seem to have evolved, or we've moved into a different conversation, if I can say that, or a networking environment of collaboration and helping people out and helping people where it's where our skills lie. And if I think about some of the stuff that you've been doing, and it's a little bit bold, it's creative, because I think many of us would not be as courageous to go and start jamming on a Facebook Live and saying, hey guys, come and listen to me for an hour. But you've taken a talent which is beyond your core skills and your treasury and your passion for music, and now you're sharing that with a wider audience on Facebook. Is that a feeling that you're getting from people that tune in and listen to you, that they appreciate that, like, little time out or seeing a different side of Mark?
Yeah, definitely. And I said in the bio about the lessons that we learn from places and people, specifically the musicians that I know, and Dave and some others, and Dave and I had the conversation a little bit earlier about learning to be in the moment. Yes. Bringing yourself to whoever, and your true self to whoever you're talking to, whether you're talking to and relating to an audience, and I know Dave does this really well. He brings his whole self to his audience, everything, good, bad, quirks, bring your whole self to whatever it is that you're doing. Take your whole self to work. And I think, people really, identify with that, and it resonates because they can see you're not just a machine, you're a human being. I'm not afraid, for example, if I'm in a video call, that if somebody says, oh, is that I see you've got a poster of Pink Floyd on your wall. That's really interesting. I'm into Pink Floyd as well. Suddenly you've got something in common with the guy.
That's amazing. So it now becomes a conversational piece, or an icebreaker in a way, where you find commonality in different areas.
Absolutely right. And once people get comfortable with that, it helps them relax. It helps you relax. So as I said in the bio, that's been taught to me by people that have not been in my industry, my core industry. It's been what I've learned from people like Dave and other musicians that I've worked with.
Fantastic, Mark. Thanks for that. We're going to take a quick ad break, and then we're going to come back with one of your other songs. It's called Chasing the Sunset. Dave, tell us a little bit about Chasing the Sunset.
This goes back a long way. It goes back to the early days of Abbott and Crabb when we were playing in Cape Town. And I'll never forget that we ended up with a couple of mates, Henry, myself, Mark, Lance, who may be listening. And we ended up in this combi with a dog, which was a Cocker Spaniel, beautiful fella. And we're just driving with the, we got the sliding door of the combi open, and we're driving over Chapman's Peak, and the sun is going down, and we've had a few drinks, and we feel like we're chasing the sunset. It really have, and it was a magical evening. We ended up on the beach with the dog running around in I can't remember, the Scarborough, I think. I don't know.
That's fantastic. So it all came from your experience.
Yeah, it was absolutely 100%, and I wrote it the following day. I wrote the lyrics the following day, and slowly it came together over a period of, about a month, I think.
If you're tuning into us on 101.9 High FM, or you're watching us live streaming on Facebook on the High FM website, I hope you're enjoying the time as much as I am with Dave Abbott and Mark Schwartz. We just listened to Dave's song, which really is a feel-good song. Dave, I really think that sums up a beautiful experience and a beautiful journey. And I guess, you know, a lot of people that are out there are really looking for a little bit of inspiration now, and they're looking to look beyond the negativity and look beyond that. And they're experiencing the sunshine in a little bit, and enjoying some beautiful sunsets that the Africa skyline provides us.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes, indeed. Love this country very much. I know it's full of crap, but I love it.
But that's great, and I think you wouldn't have made this your home if you didn't feel that way. Dave, tell us a little bit about, you know, the the world has changed, and as much as we can reminisce and we can talk about how fantastic it was to go to your local pub or restaurant or gig or wherever, I foresee for quite a long time, and Mark alluded to use the word patience, we're probably going to have to be patient. And we've seen either with the 1st of June coming, restaurants and gatherings and all of that are still on hold, and those will only probably come back around what's called level one, and who knows when we'll get back to level one. What is the solution, and what are you looking at in terms of making sure that you can bring your entertainment and your feel good? And I love this part that you spoke about where you told me in your intro, and I have to read it because I have to get it word for word, but it's the part where you talk about how you just enjoy having a good time. Just getting out there and playing music and having a good time. You've got a great repertoire of music, but the whole thing is let's have a good time. So how do we have a good time still, despite the fact that we're still under lockdown?
I don't think you can think too much about other. I tend to go, I play music because I love doing it. And I always feel the most important part is the loving doing it. What's the point of doing music just because it's a job that you can do, and then having people going, oh, that's very clever. Surely that people aspire to be musicians because they think it would be fun to do it.
Mm.
And it is fun to do it. So the best thing I think one can do is actually to enjoy playing. Now, so online, doing my online shows, which I do three times a week, is is me letting, doing what I have to do. I have to do, if I didn't do it, I'd go completely mental.
Yeah. So for you, that keeps you going.
That's absolutely. I mean, I do have to hope that, that we are going to get back to some sort of normalcy. And I do emphasize the some sort of, I realize it's not, I don't think it's going to be for another couple of months.
Mm.
Probably minimum couple of months, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah. So Dave, tell us a little bit more about your shows. You say you do your shows, what do you say, three times a week?
Yeah. Wednesday evening, got one just now at 6 o'clock.
Cool.
Friday at 6 o'clock, and Sunday afternoon, I do what I call the Vinnie's show, which is because that's where I used to play, but I hope I can say that, every Sunday at one. And I've continued that on.
Well, that's awesome. And is that for everyone to join? Can people, I know this is new territory for a lot of people, as was Zoom 10 weeks ago, but now everybody's Zooming and doing all of this stuff. So I guess jumping onto a Facebook Live or jumping onto a show is pretty simple. How do we go about doing that? And I guess that's, a lot of the comments that are coming in from our listeners are saying, where can we listen to you? So go ahead, give yourself a punt, Dave.
All right. Okay. It's Dave. It's my Facebook, page is Dave, D-A-V-E dot Abbott, A-B-B-O-T.5895. That's the Facebook page. You'll probably find it with just Dave Abbott, but that's the Facebook page. And it once you get there, it comes up. The live will appear.
So what we'll do is we'll, after the show today, we'll post that on our Facebook page, and we'll make sure that we put the link there, and hopefully you get a lot of our listeners to join in and get some feel good music. Before we go into one of your songs, and in the next couple of minutes, I want to come back to you, Mark, and to ask you, you created a man cave, your own man cave. You created that beautiful studio that you're very proud of. And I know you're proud of it because I've watched you share your experience on Facebook. You shared the journey from where it all began to the final thing. How important has that been in keeping your sanity, if I can call it that, in terms of the fact that you've got a place that you can really express yourself, get your passion out, and what was your inspiration in terms of just saying, I'm going to build a man cave?
I think studio slash cave.
Okay, sorry. I called it a man cave, but I know for our better halves, it's sometimes better to call it by its official name.
Man cave, yeah. Absolutely and fundamentally about music.
Yeah.
It was about having a place where I couldn't not only do the music for myself, I wanted to create a space for other people to come and be here with the music as well, and share it. And Dave made such a good point. I love doing it. I love playing. It's the most special thing in the world, and I'm blessed to be able to do it. But I also love sharing it with people, and I wanted to create a space that identified me, identified with the music that I love, and that people could come and enjoy it with me. And that was the sort of the primary motivation. And then everything from there was just about, okay, so what do I want it to look like? Diane, my wife, and I did a lot of thinking and planning and how we wanted it to look. And then it just went from there, and it got a life of its own. But yeah, fundamentally, Ian, it was about just a love for playing music and then creating the space to build, and everything was built around that.
Fantastic, Mark. That's great. Before we go into our final song, we're going to play out with an awesome song. If you probably want to join one of these gigs, and both Mark and Dave do gigs. So Dave, Mark, you also do gigs like Dave does. Am I right?
Yeah, a little bit more occasional, because I don't have the breadth of Dave's repertoire. So, I go a little bit more infrequently, but yeah, Mark Schwartz, you can find me on Facebook.
Fantastic.
I'll usually give a bit of notice about it, but really go and have a look at Dave's show. He does a tremendous show online. It's really worth watching.
Fantastic. Before we go into your last song, I just want to really thank you for making the time, for making this a lot of fun and just putting a bit of feel good, letting us experiment a little bit with a new concept. I wish you both lots of success and lots of luck with your respective passions, your respective careers. And hopefully you bring a lot of light into our listeners' homes and into their lives and give them some inspiration. So before we play out with the song, please tell me a little bit about your song. This one is called Feel. Who wants to tell me about it?
Mark.
Well, yeah, Ian, I wrote this song quite a few years ago, and it came out of a deep personal experience of frankly, an experience of anxiety and depression, and about emerging from that. And it's really about, it's how, look, people sort of will take the song as it sort of affects them and as they interpret it. But that's the essential part of that. And it's about the fact that we're dealing with that and I'm quite open about mental illness, and that it's something that has become very prevalent in the world. People who have experienced it that you don't expect would experience it. It's very real, but with the right help, with the right people and with the right support, you can feel, and it's about being in the moment and about just breathing the air that is there. And yeah, I think people should just hear what they hear in it, but that's really the background to it.
And then of course,
without Dave's help and a few others, Graham Mackay and Peter Cheen's help to put this together, because it's quite a big piece, it wouldn't have been possible. So I owe them a great deal of thanks for this.
Brilliant, Mark. Thank you so much for your time. Dave, thanks for your time. And just to reiterate,
thank you, Ian.
Thanks.